Today's episode contains two interviews with people who have been directly or indirectly affected by drug abuse. I myself have been affected by someone else's addiction, which is why I will be recalling my experience and interviewing myself. So my name is Stephanie. I am 19 years old. The type of drugs that I know of are weed, cocaine, heroin. Personally, I have come across one drug, and that would be weed. And I came across it because it was in my brother's room. I do not do any drugs, and I will never do any drugs. And I think the most commonly abused drug in Illinois is weed, and I think so because in my old high school, the majority of students would proudly talk about how they're gonna do weed after school or making plans with their friends to go somewhere and smoke weed. I don't know where they get these drugs. I think there's someone that sells them, but I don't know who. From what I know that people that do drugs say they do drugs because they want to escape reality, or they have problems at home, or they want to relax, of which I don't understand those reasons because there's a lot of other things you could do to help yourself. I do have some friends that did, and I expressed my disapproval. I'm not just gonna sit and watch them do it. Of course, they didn't agree with me. Told them after that I'll be there for them if they ever do need help. Have I ever been a victim of someone who abused drugs? Yes. When I was around, I think, 12 years old, my father was an alcoholic. My father would pick us up 2 days out of the week to spend time with us, of which 99% of the times he was drunk. So he would pick us up intoxicated. He would drive intoxicated. He would pick us up at school intoxicated, which was very clear he was drunk. But the teachers never did anything, staring at the teachers because I didn't understand why they didn't stop him or why they never said anything. You could smell the strong scent of alcohol just reeking from him. And he would always have the same clothes because it was quite sad that nobody ever noticed. And I know that at that time I could have said something, but I was too scared. He had instilled a fear in me. The words could not come out of my mouth. It's like my whole body would freeze and tense up because I was scared. So he would pick us up, and he would take us to his home, and he'd blast super loudly. And then he'd start screaming at me and my brother for the smallest mistakes. They weren't even mistakes. I couldn't even do anything. I couldn't say no to him because he would take that as I am misbehaving. If I didn't want a hug, he would be mad. He would become so aggressive. He was more prone to these emotions. He was more prone to this aggressive side to him. So the alcohol made him more explosivo. It made him take rash decisions. It made him take bad decisions, which is why I know that it's illegal to drive while drunk, which is why I don't understand why alcohol is legal. And at least they should have some sort of amount restriction. But he would take us home to his home, and he would just start screaming. I would remember that I would go to sleep crying. One thing that I do remember is he would force us to take pictures with him, and he would post them online, and he would be like, "The love of my life, I love my children," and people would like his pictures. And I now think about these people don't know. He would make me cry. And then he would tell me, "Wipe those tears off, let's take a picture." This is why when I go back to his old Facebook account, I see these pictures and I see a heartbroken. But above all, my eyes looked void. They were void of any happiness. And even to this day, when I look at those pictures, it's very heartbreaking. And after that, I became bitter, depressed, sad, and above all, I was angry. There's this anger within me that I did not realize was poisoning me. One day, I found my voice and I stood up to him and I told him that I did not care if he was my father, that I would call the cops. After that moment, he changed, and I think he realized how much he had hurt me because he changed this small, timid, quiet girl into a girl that stands up for herself, a girl that will not tolerate his mistreatment. It took me so many years. It took me so many years to feel happy, to feel like myself again. At that time, I didn't realize, but I was depressed. I did not care about my hygiene. Later on, I realized that I needed to find hobbies and find what I like to do. But I was still angry and I was still bitter. Therefore, I was still unhappy. But eventually, I snapped out of it and I said, and I realized that this anger was making me miserable. That holding on to the pain was making me unhappy. That as much as it is unfair, I cannot change what happened. I cannot take back what he did. Therefore, I had to learn how to deal with that pain. Thankfully, 8 years later, kind of, I am happy, and I could say that I've dealt with that pain, that I've moved on from the past, and that I am a stronger person. I found self-love. I found self-respect. And because of him, I found my voice. And because of him, I will never tolerate any mistreatment from anyone, which is why I follow this advice. If you cannot elevate my life, if you cannot make me happier, then you are not welcomed in my life, nor will I tolerate you in my life. I have forgiven my dad, and I love my dad. I decided to talk about my experience because I want to show how much of a negative impact drug abuse can be to those around you. I also hope that whoever is listening to this understands that they are not alone and that if they are going through any abuse from their parents, they can speak up. When you pass from this world, you take nothing with you but your soul and the memories you have shared with those you love. The next guest speaker is an acquaintance of mine. What drugs do you know of?
The most popular drugs I've come across are alcohol, weed, nicotine, and Adderall.
Have you ever personally come across a drug?
Through my high school years that I've experienced, I've come across a variation of different drugs that I've been offered and exposed to, and I have seen the side effects that a lot of these drugs have on people that, you know, practice taking them. So yes, I personally come across various drugs.
Do you know what are the most commonly abused drugs in Illinois?
I feel like the most commonly abused drugs is definitely cannabis, or what's known as weed. A lot of people try to cope using this drug because they have mental illnesses, and I've experienced that instead of trying to get a professional help, they often, because, you know, professional help is often more expensive than drugs, a lot of people choose to smoke rather than see a psychologist, you know?
Why do you think those drugs are the top most commonly used drugs? Oh, wait, did you answer that already?
I think it has... No. I answered the fourth one.
Oh, okay. Why do you think those drugs are the top most commonly used drugs?
So I think it has a lot to do with the easy access. You know, there's cannabis dispensaries all over the city, and it's become a big thing now that the Chicago has passed laws that, you know, now smoking and buying cannabis is really cheap and legal. So they're also, like, as I've said before, they're affordable and they're not as expensive as they were before. And yeah, basically they're just more popular, and I guess you could call it a trend to do drugs rather than 10 years ago.
Do you know where you could find these drugs?
Yes, I mentioned weed dispensaries, but other things people don't mention is that, like, regular people like us actually sell drugs, and they advertise it, like, on Snapchat or social media. So I said that weed dispensary is a that's trying to get the drug, so the person telling them actually enables their behavior and kind of makes it easier than it is to get those drugs. And for the other part of the question, a lot of people have offered me drugs, and not even my high school, but college, still very bad, and you think people would mature and find help, but it's actually, I think, more of an issue now in college that a lot of people go through depression or anxiety, that they try to do drugs as a way of coping, and it gives them like a really, gets them really high, not only like in the sense that it makes them feel happy, but it also makes them, you know, forget what they're going through. And so that's why a lot of college students do drugs, as well as high school students.
Do you think that high schools or colleges fail to protect the students?
Yeah, I feel like in high school there was more sense of security, like people would check up on high school students, and if they heard or saw something, like someone selling drugs, they would address it or they would put a stop to it. But meanwhile, in college, I feel like it goes on and college administration don't really do much to stop the situation, which is really amazing because I feel like college students actually have it easier to buy drugs rather than high school students. So I definitely do see a difference in that aspect.
What is your opinion on students or just people in general using drugs to cope trauma or to cope stress?
I feel like it's a really unhealthy cope because, I mean, I'm all up for it if you're doing it in a safe and a way that you're not harming yourself or other people. But I think it comes to the point where people, as I've said, like cope, and instead of getting the professional help they need, they try to avoid the problems and they turn to drugs instead because it's cheaper, it's more affordable, it's easier to do drugs rather than to get help from other people or even help from your family. It's not only cheaper, but I feel like there's less stigma around doing drugs, and especially in the youth, it's better to do drugs, I think, rather than to talk about your feelings. Even though I don't agree that it's healthy, it's definitely more popular and it's easier. It's way easier.
What do you think are the pros and cons of using drugs?
The pros are that you forget everything, right? You feel like euphoric and you feel happy, and that you feel happy for like such a long time sometimes. And the cons are that you kind of lose like control of yourself in some aspect that you don't really like, you're not fully aware of what's happening around you, especially if you're like doing drugs outside or if you're not in a safe environment. So I feel like unless you have everything under control and you kind of experienced, they're like unequal pros and cons. I feel like the cons outweigh the pros. If you're like addicted, you could get addicted very fast, and it's very easy to.
Do you know where people that are addicted can get help?
I've heard about several different places, like recovery centers, as well as like online. Now in the pandemic, like you can chat online with someone and explain their problem. But I've definitely heard of like Alcoholic Anonymous. Actually, my mom used to work there, and she would tell me like all these stories about people trying to quit drinking. So they went there to get the professional help they needed, and this was like 20 years ago. So like the fact that in Mexico they used to have the help was like so accessible, that's actually really good for people with drinking addiction. And I feel like it has sort of changed now with like the cannabis industry, but I feel like there are a lot of resources that you could search and you could get some help if you actually wanted to quit drinking or quit smoking or just better yourself.
Do you think that the pandemic has increased drug usage?
I definitely think so, because more people are, they're not going outside, they're not socializing, they're, I feel like it has impacted a lot of not only young people, but older people, young adults, all over the age ranges, and a lot of them are becoming or are depressed or are dealing with mental issues, and they're dealing, like, they're alone, like, literally in their houses, so it makes a lot of people want to turn to drugs. And as I've said, they're accessible and they're affordable to most people, not all of them, but because of the pandemic, it has impacted people by a lot, actually, that I feel like a lot of them are doing drugs because they are depressed.
Do your friends use drugs?
In high school, a lot of them did. And it was actually really, like, popular to do it. And it was normalized. Like, you wouldn't be surprised if, like, you saw someone smoking in the bathroom. And I remember, like, the first time I saw it, I was shocked. But, like, throughout the years, it became so normalized that I was, like, no longer shocked that if I saw that in school or outside school. So it definitely became, like, really, 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 like, normalized.
Do you think peer pressure is a reason behind a lot of drug usage in teens?
Yes, I feel like that's one of the main reasons, because a lot of ads portray people as, like, trying to, like, your friends trying to get you to smoke or drink or whatever, but it's not actually like that, but it is a peer pressure where you don't want to be left behind, or, like, you don't want to seem like you're weird, so in a way, it kind of is like a social pressure to do so, besides a peer pressure. And it also, I feel like mainstream media has popularized and normalized the usage of drugs, especially in, like, rap videos. They, like, often rap about high quality drugs or, you know, illegal drugs, stuff like that. Over the years, it has become really popularized. To the point where it's normal to listen to a song that contains a lot of vulgar messages about drugs and rappers doing drugs.
Do you think that watching your friends do drugs has caused you to be more cautious?
Yes, I believe seeing it from, like, a third perspective. Like, I remember this one time my friend was blacked out and he was just, like, completely drunk. And he was, like, texting his ex or something along those lines. And I remember thinking how sad it was to have, like, no control over yourself and to have someone look after yourself. It was really kind of embarrassing to watch how, like, someone could lose control of themselves that quickly because they did not drink responsibly. And to add on, if they would have driven home, it would have caused something bigger, like a car crash or a drink and driving, which would have not only impacted you, but possibly caused death.
What advice would you tell someone who wants to do drugs?
I feel like everyone knows this, but it's to not go over your limit and to know that your actions have consequences. And even if you think, like, those consequences are not permanent, you're still going to be dealing with the actions, even if you realize it or not. Like, you need to be really careful about what drugs you do and how often you do them.
Thank you for